All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me pop over to the chat and say to everybody in the chat, Linesman Sin is on, Motorcycle's on, Greg Nine Mon is on, GJCK is on, Guitar Glenn is on, 50925 McDonald is on, Patrina C is on, Mr. Cool Dude is on, Supergirl 21 is on, Guitar Glenn is on, Greg Nine Mon is on, Jules 21 Hours is on, DK Jackson is on, Buckeye Nut 1968 is on, Alligator Alcatraz is on, let me see here, Gloyd Shaw is on, Michelle Tal is on, Laura Jean Lynn is on, K4 VMS is on, Buckeye Nut 1968 is on, Hefner is on, let me see here, Total G Word is on, Mike Griffith is on, Veronica 18201 is on, Blade Runner is on, USA Abbey Girl is on, Total G Word, got that one already, let me see here, Waterline 46 is on, scrolling down, Judy Anita is on, Big Scott 1 is on, USA 1 Mike is on, D9597 is on, Keeper 1376 is on, Ever Eden is on. Oh, I just clipped off of the dadgum thing. Hang on.
Dadgum it.
It's obviously a tech issue.
It's obviously the iPad.
I mean, we all know that.
It's the iPad.
This iPad's malfunctioning again,
Stupid
Aaron.
Stupid Apple.
Stupid Apple. I mean, it can't be me. I mean, come on. TJT1 is on. Let me see. Milwaukee James is on. N Johns 127 is on. Stephen Toms is on. Let me see here. Confederate 1 is on. Let me see here. Hansel Donovan is on. Robin Aroni is on. Leon Fishpuppy is on. Let me see here. Rich Perry 49 is on. Bob Corley is on. I'm going to grab a couple more. Granite 2468 is on. Let me see here. Peg McGroin is on. Let me grab a couple more. Agravain is on. Let me grab one more. Let me see here. Let me find one I haven't seen yet. Scrolling down. I think I guess about got everybody. I don't see him. Oh, Barn Evil. There we go. Barn Evil is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Now, let me hop right to it here. Yet another public humiliation. And this is my, I'm going to be honest with everybody. I mean, probably the thing that I'm most vehement about is COVID and vaccines and all of that. But probably the thing that I enjoy the most is when Democrats humiliate themselves in public. I mean, in all honesty, it is an extreme pleasure of mine to expose that. So this is an ACYN video. Here's an ACYN, by the way, is a leftard site on Twitter, leftard account on Twitter. And he thought, this is great. I'm gonna rip Republicans. Well, let's look into this. ACYN video, Crockett, folks who also took money from Epstein. Play for me.
Folks who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio. I just want to be clear. If this is the standard that we're going to make, just know we're going to expose it all. And just know that the FEC filings, they are available for everybody to review. This is absolutely ridiculous.
So from the House floor, this is the standard we're going to make. Okay, from the House floor, just lovely. But great. When you have foreign dignitaries look upon America and you have Jasmine Crockett there talking with an anaconda on top of her head, this is the standard we're going to make. Okay, that's how you're going to talk? All right, fine. I just hope that America is watching these things so they know not to vote Democrat. But anyway, so she made all these accusations of all of these people who received Jeffrey Epstein money. Well, here's the problem. Lee Zeldin actually sent her a Twitter response, because the Jeffrey Epstein that Lee Zeldin, who now works in the Trump administration, the environmental chief, I can't remember his title, but anyway, the money that he received from Jeffrey Epstein was not Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile. It was Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's just a rudimentary doctor. Because here's the thing, Will's already laughing. There's other people named, Jasmine Crockett's too stupid to realize this. She's a stupid DEI hire. She's a stupid DEI admission into law school. She's a stupid DEI admission into college. And a stupid DEI admission into the upper level high school that she was allowed into because she's a black female. But anyway, she checked two boxes out of the myriad that you want to be able to check to get into these DEI schools. But anyway, she's just an ignorant human being. There's lots of other people named Jeffrey Epstein. He also saw Stacey Plaskett sitting right next to her, another astronaut. another genius sitting right next to her, who the one who was on the phone with Jeffrey Epstein receiving her marching orders during a congressional hearing. But anyway, so Aaron, do the best you, after I read this, do the best you can to blow that up just a little bit if you can. But anyway, Chuck Ross responded, oof, Jasmine for U.S., which is exactly the opposite, it's Jasmine for herself, is disastrously wrong here. None. Everything she read was a bold-faced lie. Everything. And by the way, her staffers are the one who handed that to her. She said, remember, that was my team. My team got it for me. Remember all that? So her team knew this wasn't the Jeffrey Epstein. They just wanted to get this out in the air because now the Krasensteins and Keith Olbermann are going to say for the next 10 years after it's completely and totally debunked and them knowing it's debunked, they're still going to claim this is true for the next 10 years because they're just absolutely devoid of a soul. But anyway, Jasmine Crockett is disastrously wrong here. None of these donors are the Jeffrey Epstein. None. Not one that she named. Several are from the same Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, and the donations to Lee Zeldin are from after the Epstein killed himself. So imagine being dumb enough with an anaconda on your head and saying, is this a stand we gonna make? You're gonna be that stupid. You're gonna stand like and talk like that on Capitol Hill in a congressional hearing. You might want to check if Jeffrey Epstein, Lee Zeldin, who's in the Trump administration right now, if that Jeffrey Epstein was alive when he made the donation. I mean, you might want to check that, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
I mean, you might want to check it before you go on basically national, you can't say national TV anymore, national communications on all national streams and make a complete, absolute idiot out of yourself. I mean, there it is right there. Screenshot it. Send it to all your Democratic Party friends because the Jeffrey Epstein that donated to Lee Zeldin was obviously not the Jeffrey Epstein because that Jeffrey Epstein was dead long before that. Same thing, and I can't stand Romney, and I can't stand McCain, but the Jeffrey Epstein who donated to them was Dr. Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, the serial pedophile Mossad CIA agent. Nothing at all. So just an absolute public humiliation. All right, onward for some more congressional things here. Now, Stacey Plaskett was up for censure. And strangely, it got defeated in a House that's run by Republicans. Can anybody explain that? So Stacey, remember now Stacey Plaskett, I don't want to beat this dead horse because we already talked about it for two nights. But anyway, Stacey Plaskett, obviously, I mean, everybody make sure that we all comprehend this because it was merely 6 years ago. In 2019, while they were doing the congressional hearing where they're all interviewing Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney, Lanny Davis sitting right behind him, Plaskett was receiving questions from Jeffrey Epstein in live time. Was receiving coaching from Jeffrey Epstein in live time. Was receiving specific questions from Jeffrey Epstein in live time. All right. First of all, I'm not saying that that's illegal, but it's certainly immoral, and it definitely is a violation of the House rules. So, of course, this was going to be a censure. Not to mention that you're this is 2019, where Jeffrey Epstein's already a long since convicted a sex offender. Long since convicted, everybody knew it. And this was all exposed at this time. He's still in office at Harvard, though, under Larry Summers, who just resigned himself. Another scalpy. That was strange. He wants to resign now. After, you know, because this is so great. They wanted these files released. Oh, so good. This is part of the files. I mean, Stacey Plaskett being revealed is part of the files. So wait till all the stuff with Larry Summers come out about all the dinners he had with Jeffrey Epstein, how he had an office maintained at Harvard for Jeffrey Epstein till 2019 when he was giving the orders to Stacey Plaskett. Here's what you need to ask Michael Cohen. But anyway, and also, by the way, this is a new thing I found out. Stacey Plaskett, who did she receive campaign money from? Anybody guess? Anybody? Oh, Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
But this one, it's the real Jeffrey Epstein. She received money from the Mossad agent, Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. She received money from him. And then, so he has access to her. So I guess she's for sale because he gave her campaign money, and the next thing you know, he's giving her the questions to ask Michael Cohen in a congressional hearing. But anyway, so Stacey Plaskett was up for censure. Now, you would think, I mean, call me crazy, but even in a house that we only own by three seats, that you would certainly censure somebody who's receiving marching orders from a convicted pedophile 13 years after his conviction. Would everybody agree?
You'd think.
Okay, right? I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a given. I mean, yeah. It's gone. Well, we lost by one vote. Oh, well, how did that happen? Well, here, Rep. Anna Paulina Luna exposes it for everybody. And this is what we really need to see. The Plaskett censure, Anna Paulina Luna video. The Plaskett censure failed because House leadership exchanged the censure failure for the withdrawal of a vote to censure Corey Mills. So in other words, if you don't censor Stacey Plaskett, we won't censor Corey Mills. And of course, bent over, Mike Johnson went for it. Play it for me.
For what purpose does the gentlelady from Florida seek recognition?
I have a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentlelady from Florida will state her inquiry.
I was wondering if the Speaker of the House of Representatives can explain why leadership on both sides, both Democrat and Republican, are cutting back in deals to cover up public corruption in the House of Representatives for both Republican and Democrat members of Congress.
The gentlelady has not stated a proper parliamentary inquiry.
Thank you very much, but I think the American people know what happened tonight.
All right, so there you go. Now, of course, this is what happened. Now, Corey Mills has several allegations against him. Stolen valor, which I'm sure that's Will's favorite. Stolen valor from what he said happened in his military career, as well as diverting some congressional funds. Of course, you know, he's overseeing an area of the economy that he's profiting off of. His wife got $1 million on a non-bid contract from the United States military. Mm. That's weird. No bids, which, by the way, It's federal law that there are bids, multiple bids, but I digress, and they got that. And some girlfriend beating allegations and things like that. So he was up for censure. Corey Mills, who is a piece of crap. Okay, that's who Corey Mills is. And there's a bigger story behind it. We covered it here.
Yep.
But anyway, so Anna Paulina Luna, who's one of the very few people who's a legitimate conservative and who's not for sale, who I always forget to mention, by the way, at least some of the time I forget to mention. But what happened here? Well, it's very simple. This is why Aaron's gone, okay? You know, producer Aaron, great person, great human being, but black pill with red sprinkles. This is why, okay? The swamp here, and I thought we had right versus left. Isn't that right, Aaron? Right versus left?
Yeah.
Republican versus Democrat?
Right.
Good versus evil? Right, I thought we had all that, right? No. Well, it turns out that the swamp just simply protects itself, right wing or left wing.
Yep.
Because here's the deal. Is that simply Democrats just went, if you're going to censor Plaskett, then we're going to censor Mills. But Republicans already want to.
Yeah.
We want to censor Corey Mills because we actually have principles. If somebody does something wrong, we want them censored, Republican or Democrat, even if they're our own. It's just like George Santos. George Santos should have been censored, not removed from Congress and put in prison. All right, but he should have been censured for lying about a certain aspect of his campaign financing, which was absolutely ridiculous, by the way. He's got a 7-year sentence that Trump just commuted. But anyway, so that was simply a backroom deal between Keen Jeffries and Mike Johnson, protecting their own so they can all go to the bar that's under the house right afterwards. And it's just like they have the slush fund to pay off all their sexual harassment lawsuits. Where are the Republicans on that? Oh, and Aaron, how's Epstein flight logs looking?
Still not here.
Okay, just checking, because Republicans have now been in charge now for, well, I mean, over a year. Yeah. I mean, almost a year now, so I mean, nothing.
Weird.
Yeah. Weird, I mean, 4 years, nothing from the Biden administration. Yep. All the Republicans, like Marsha Blackburn, were calling for them, and now it's crickets. It's almost like, well, now that the Republicans are in charge, you know, now we're going to protect the deep state, just like the Democrats were protecting the Israeli-backed Mossad agent. That's weird. And I mean, it can't be Miriam Adelson. I mean, Adelson.
No, White House.
I mean, it can't be that.
No.
I mean, it can't be AIPAC that donated $200 million to Trump.
No.
I mean, it can't be that, right? I mean, you're like, Tom, I thought you liked Trump. No, I like what, when Trump does something good, I'll tell you he's doing something great. I'm a truth teller. Now, it's just very weird that the swamp seems to cover for its own. They're going to cover for Corey Mills, and they're going to cover for Stacey Plaskett. Both of which needed to be censored. I would have voted to censor both of them. That's what they should have done. Put them both together. Let's censor them both all at the same time. That's what should have happened. But of course, they don't. And this is why it's everything you see is a bold-faced lie. I would love for things to be simple. It's just like when everybody simply blames Israel. It's not as simple as blaming Israel. It's not as simple as blaming the Democrats. Here's the thing. It's not as simple as blaming London. Whatever. It's not that simple. What you have here is a bunch of people who are motivated for self-profit, and that's really it. All right? And whatever they can do to continue the gravy train going, they're going to do. And everything that you see is a faux synergistic tension where you think people are up there fighting for you. They have to make you believe they are. That's why you'll have these votes where they'll vote conservative, and they'll confirm conservative justices on occasion, or conservative judges, which, by the way, end up ruling against us because they're not really conservative. They just have an R in front of their name. And it all ends up with this giant circle bleep amalgam symbiote where the only people that are profiting are the politicians themselves through various levels of NGOs. And it all circles back to them, both Republican and Democrat, mainly Democrat, who get large sums of money. But as we're discovering, many Republicans are getting large sums of money too. It's why nothing ever happens. And literally, we have got to get to the place now where we symbolically burn it all to the ground. We need to get people who are going to say, you know what, I'm term limiting myself. I'm going up there for 2 terms. And that's the end of it. And we have to literally vote in people like that who are legitimate conservatives who aren't going to back Trump sycophantically, because how did the Epstein files get released? Trump was dragged, kicking and screaming, to release them by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I'm not a giant fan of, Thomas Massie, who I'm in and out of being a fan of, Lauren Boebert, and one other. I can't remember. Maybe it was Anna Paulina Luna. I'm not sure. But anyway, basically kicking. They brought Lauren Boebert to the White House to meet with her to tell her to not vote for it. And she walked out. I'm still voting for it, to release the Epstein files. So, I mean, you can't be sycophantically either way. Now, I don't believe Trump is swamp, but Trump is swamp when it comes to Israel. Too much swamp, at least. He does draw lines that other, like George W. Bush, would never draw, that Lindsey Graham doesn't draw. So, you know, you have to acknowledge what he does great when he opposes Israel, too, by saying they're not going to take the West Bank. And he goes, you know, gives me a, you know, believe me.
Believe me.
Yeah, they're not going to take it. And he said he's not going to allow it. So that's never happened before. And right away, Netanyahu doesn't try. But he did bomb Iran on their behalf. So, I mean, and he did receive $200 million from them. But anyway, so you just have to call the balls and strikes. You just have to say whatever it is that's true. But what is happening is that we are $38 trillion in debt. And this has been with Republican houses, Senates and presidencies, and Democratic houses, Senates and presidencies. And we were less than $1 trillion in debt 25 years ago. And now look at us. Now look at us right now. Look how high it's gone. By the way, we just crossed into $37 trillion worth of debt in July, August. And now look where we are. Already $38 trillion in debt. And we're already $38,216,000,000,000. How long do you think it's going to be until we're 39, especially with the big, beautiful bill? Adds $2.3 trillion to that. And Chuck Schumer wanted to make it $3.3 trillion to that. So why is it that this continues to happen? Nope, nobody ever accomplishes anything. Well, this Plaskett censure is symbolic of all of it. It's just a giant party, as George Carlin said, that you and I are not invited to, where they're all just profiting themselves. And it really is like that. And they're like, well, they're not getting checks from the federal government. No. They're getting consultancy fees. They're getting put on boards. They're getting money from NGOs. The NGO money goes to their relatives. That goes back to them. The NGOs goes to their spouses. They end up being hired by the NGOs after they serve for a while, whatever it may be. But all the money ends up going back to Democratic Party causes. And the NGOs end up funneling that money into Democratic Party campaigns, Democratic Party consulting firms. The NGOs themselves are fully staffed by Democrats. And I'm really talking about thousands of billions. I'm talking about trillions of dollars have gone to these NGOs throughout the years. And that's what it's really all about. It's why nothing ever changes.
Yep.
And nothing. Marjorie Taylor Greene's worth $22 million. How'd that happen? Can you explain that to me? I would just love to know. I would love to know how Nancy Pelosi's retiring worth $300 million. I'm just curious how that occurred. There it is. And the Republicans let it happen. And it's not just that they let it happen. You know, some people like Tim Burchett, I believe, are pure. I believe Thomas Massie is pure. He's just wrong sometimes, but he's pure. They're not receiving this money. And they're not getting rich. And here's the thing, even Mike Johnson is not getting rich, which is a very odd thing. So Mike Johnson is simply just a coward.
Yeah.
He's just one of these guys. I'll bet you his wife tells him what to do.
Totally.
I mean, I just bet you, because these guys just have absolutely no backbone. Mike Johnson voted for every single budget that Joe Biden wanted. voted for all of it. I'm talking about transgender surgeries, abortions, and everything else. He voted for it as an evangelical Christian. Strange how that works. But I just want everybody to understand, it's a giant delusion. It actually, it's a giant illusion is what it is. And we have got to, and I'm a devout Republican, devout to the Republican platform, not to the Republican Party. I'm a devout conservative. But the thing is, we are going to have to change this. This is, I mean, because nothing is changing. Okay, Trump took over and we were $36 trillion in debt. Now we're $38 trillion in debt. So what's changed? Well, you got to give them time. No, I've heard we've got to give them time over and over again. We just passed the big, beautiful bill, which adds $2.3 trillion to the debt. Why? Because they're afraid to cut the money to the NGOs because of the societal repercussions. You're going to be accused of cutting food stamps to black people. We'll let them cut it. Go ahead. You're going to be accused of cutting food stamps to white people, to Hispanic people, to everybody else. Well, okay. So what?
Yep.
That's the end of it. You're going to have to deal with it. Listen, you have to be comfortable being hated. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth till the end shall be saved. Matthew 10:22. That's the, I mean, you have to be comfortable. And they don't try to be hated, but you have to do what's right. And when you do something right, the wrong are going to hate you. Mm-hmm. When I tell people in church that they're going to, if they die today, they're going to hell. You think they like it? I tell them that because that's what the Bible says about their life, because they're living in unrepentant sin. So if you're living in unrepentant sin and you die in that condition, I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care if you're Catholic, Lutheran, Protestant. I don't care if you're Pentecostal. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter. You're living in unrepentant sin. You've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and turned from your sin, which nobody talks about anymore, which is a requisite. Matthew 4:17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I tell you that if you don't repent of your sin, as Jesus said, that you're going to die and go to hell for it. People do not like it and they hate me for it. But I told them the truth, did I not? Well, that's illustrated in Galatians 4:16. Because I tell you the truth, I've become your enemy. That's Jesus said the exact same thing in John 8:45. You know, because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. The truth causes you not to believe. So, I mean, you have to do it. And this has to be done. And here's the thing, you know, you could jump on, you'd like to jump on the bandwagon of somebody like MJT, Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's now watered down her message and now wants to be voted for by Democrats by coming out, I'm going to soften my rhetoric. You don't soften your rhetoric. You say what's true.
Yep.
You know what? That's a man dressed as a woman. Marjorie, you still going to say that? Or are you going to back off of that now? You're going to let penises in the women's room? Is that what you're going to do now because you want to soften your rhetoric? See, the problem is people don't just soften their rhetoric. They soften their morals. That's the problem. They actually soften their actions. I saw this during COVID. I had a woman in this church. She got all mad because people were too mean in the church, and she wanted people to be, putting out compassion for a cold that's floating around. Put out compassion. We're all, you know, because she wanted everyone to get involved in the delusion of this being the bubonic plague part two, when it was a 0.1% death rate post-infection. But she said, well, I agree with what everybody's saying, just not how they're saying it. She wanted their rhetoric softened. Then she quarantined her family for 2 months. So did she really agree with what we were saying, but just not how we were saying? No, she didn't agree with what we were saying.
Right.
And used how we were saying it as an excuse to comply with that which she actually agreed with, which is, that might be Marjorie Taylor Greene when she's on The View, nodding your head to Joy Behar over and over again. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you should be standing up and saying, oh, you know what? I don't think that a man's a woman and a woman's a man. I don't think that a man who simply tapes up his penis qualifies as a female. But she won't say that now. She wants to soften her rhetoric. She's not just softening her rhetoric. She's softening her morals. She's actually softening her principles. But that's the reality. All right, now good news here. Elon Musk tweet. This is from Elon Musk's account on X. I would like to thank President Trump for all he has done for America and the world. Now, the rumors are now swirling that a reunion draweth nigh. And I am rooting for that because the Trump administration has not been the same. By the way, we need Elon. We need him. Okay, first of all, he's a good adversary for Palantir. Which, by the way, Aaron, you're going to love this one. Who is it that runs what's left of the Epstein estate? Does anybody know?
Oh, no.
Palantir.
Oh, no. Great.
It's strange. I mean, I know. It's just all coincidence. Everything's connected. It's weird. And, you know, Palantir's buying J.D. Vance, and the Trump administration doesn't want to release the Epstein files. And even though Trump's completely innocent of all criminal allegations in that sphere. Weird, isn't it?
Hmm.
And Palantir, who is the one that promoted and gave J.D. Vance basically his career, and I like J.D. Vance, but it's all strange, isn't it? And Palantir is running the Epstein estate. That's kind of weird.
Odd.
Yeah, I mean, it's just odd. I mean, I'm sure, Aaron, it's all coincidence.
Of course,
I mean,
but of course.
It's coincidence. But yeah. Anyway, Trump administration hasn't been the same. Now, some of the great stuff that Trump is doing is he's bringing the chip plants over here, and everybody misconstrued it and went absolutely overboard. You're like, Tom, you go overboard. I know. When I'm wrong, I come back and I say that I'm wrong. But Trump said he's going to bring in all of these foreign workers because America doesn't know how to do these specific jobs. And he was talking about manufacturing chips. Now, here's the thing. Can we just all be honest? We don't know how to manufacture chips because we've never manufactured chips. So how would we know as Americans how to manufacture chips when we've never manufactured chips? Wouldn't somebody have to show you? It's just like if something goes wrong here on my iPad, which 99% of the time it's user error, I have Aaron come over because Aaron knows how to run all these Apple devices, basically everything tech. I don't know how to run it, so I ask Aaron, does that make me stupider than Aaron? No, it makes me ignorant in that area, and he knows more than I do.
Yeah.
Now, if we were to discuss Florida state statutes, I would have the advantage because I spent 25 years immersed in Florida state statutes as a law enforcement officer.
Yep.
So then I would have the advantage. We were going to talk about teaching in the state of Florida. Aaron and I are ignoramuses in comparison to Will because Will's a teacher in the state of Florida. So see what I'm talking about here. And of course, you know, Trump says in the bombastic, Brooklynite kind of way. But anyway, that's the truth. And what this is amazing what he's done, is he's building these chip plants and he's had Taiwanese people from Taiwan, and the Taiwan government's approved all of it. They're going to come over here and teach all of us how to build these chips because the best chips in the world are built in Taiwan. And now we're going to have our own plants here with Americans building them. And this is Trump is pulling all of this off. We will no longer. And Elon down in South America is securing all these mineral rights and these multi-billion dollar deals to get all the minerals for the chips. And I could have Aaron type right now and check it all. I mean, how many of these deals were done by the Biden administration? He claimed that we were going to build chip plants, never did it. Now, Trump actually has the chip builders coming over and tutoring us on how to do that. And they're going to stay for a couple of years. We're going to learn how to do it. And then Americans will have these jobs. And all this stuff, all the like illegal immigrant stuff is all just such a sham because they're like, you know, people are putting out videos of, you know, there's nobody here building the houses today because all the illegals are gone. Well, you know what? Here's the problem. We have 42 million Americans on food stamps because they don't have jobs and no longer want to work because the illegals have taken the jobs that Americans who are on food stamps now are neutered and no longer want. But that you see how, again, it's a giant circle bleep symbiote because now you have people now on welfare, 42 million people a year on SNAP benefits with $20,000 in their accounts. And then all of the illegals sending their money out of the United States, and they're also on welfare while they're working. So $38 trillion in debt. That's how it all works. I mean, and by the way, all of it benefits Democratic Party politicians. Every last one of it. You got to have these NGOs that, you know, help out with the administration of the food stamps. You know, and, you know, the various NGOs who receive government money and food banks and all these different things. You know, of course, they pay themselves $10 billion to give up $1 million worth of food out. All right, let's go to the next one. Finally, Benny Johnson video. Rep. Tim Burchett reveals why Elon Musk was run out of Washington, D.C. Play it for me.
What should happen to the Clintons?
They should be punished. We should get to the bottom of everything. We should find out where the money went. We should find out where the money went when they were down there in that island. Not just the Epstein Island, Haiti. But too many people got rich off this. Look, Benny, here's how it works. It's just the NGOs, and let's talk about them, non-government organizations, which are government. Just my bill to defund the Taliban, 1,000 NGOs, plus you add the UN, probably 3,000 NGOs, the money flows. And Elon Musk had it right. And that's why I think both parties shunned themselves from him, because he said, hey, that was NGOs, and money flows right back to Washington. And he told me, he said, I think it flows in the pockets of politicians. I mean, you had the ranking member of the committee I serve on that went through the bill to defund the Taliban, which, you know, still waiting in the Senate for them to pass it. All kinds of confusion over there. They're fighting over the NGOs. He told me the money flows right from your pockets to the dadgum NGOs. The NGOs, the money comes right back to Washington in the form of dark money, and in the pockets of politicians. That's why you're seeing Republicans go squishy on NGOs, because they're shady as hell. They all are. I mean, if you're involved in it, they are. Not everybody up here is. Some of them are just willing idiots. They just go along to get along so they know that they'll get their crumbs, and they don't really ask where they come from.
Do you think that that's what Elon found, and that's why he was run out of the city?
That's my theory. That's my theory, ultimately. I think he was getting too close. I don't know if he found the specifics yet, but I'd say he was right on it. He was right on it. And then you don't see the media rap. And I know I got to get on. I got to go. I got to get out. I got to get to my deal. C-SPAN, I apologize. But yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, it's just, it's money, it's power, and it's arrogance. All those three things is what runs this.
The thing is, Trump doesn't really care about the NGOs. Trump's a multi-billionaire already. So he doesn't really care about the NGOs. He's not getting any money from NGOs. But all that needs to happen is to have staffers. I used to say this about the sheriff's office. All the major decisions that are made at the sheriff's office were all made at Chili's over lunches with the various people in power. And right or wrong, I'm not castigating wrongness on the sheriff's office. That's just the way it is. It's political. And all you have to have is one person, whoever it may be, inside of the Trump administration, bad-mouthing Elon behind his back as he draws near to exposing the NGOs that fund that particular administration member's family, friends, or whatever. Other businesses, as you saw with Corey Mills and things like that. So that's Elon was run out because he was exposing NGOs. You look at one of the examples that Tim Burchett brought up here. The defund the Taliban bill, Aaron probably didn't know. And by the way, I didn't. I did know and I forgot. Did everybody know we're still funding the Taliban? I mean, I believe it's $20 million a week. I believe it is that. It's not $20 million a month. This is,
there you go.
There it is. So we are still, now remember, I believe Biden pulled out in the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, 22, right? He got elected in 21.
Yeah.
So I believe it was August of 21 it was August of 22, one of the two. So anyway, I think it was 22. But anyway, it had to be 21. But anyway, so he pulled out and the disaster with withdrawal, Abbey Gate, everything else, Bagram Air Force Base lost, everything, the disastrous withdrawal. But anyway, we've been withdrawn from Afghanistan since midway through 2021. So all of 2021, 2022, 2023, and basically all of 2025, we are no longer even there. And we've deserted Americans there and various assets on the ground there that have been tortured to death. But yet we are still giving $20 million a week to the Taliban, who murders our assets on the ground. The people there that were, translators for the United States military and various other jobs for the military and CIA and everything else. They were assets on the ground. They've all been murdered by the Taliban now after being tortured for months and months. And we're paying the Taliban to do that right to this day. This defund the Taliban bill is still, as Tim Burch said, sitting there waiting to be voted on. What do we vote? What do we pay these people to do? I mean, they get paid exorbitant amounts of money. Then they receive all the money on the side and they don't even vote on the defund the Taliban bill. Why won't they vote on it? Well, there's 3,000 NGOs that benefit off of us funding the Taliban. 3,000 NGOs that benefit off of us sending money to Afghanistan. So lo and behold, the politicians won't turn the spigot off. They won't defund the Taliban because that bill will turn off the money to the NGOs that they profit off of. Nancy Pelosi worth $300 million. Marjorie Taylor Greene worth $22 million. Weird, isn't it? And they won't stop that money. And again, Aaron keeps showing the debt clock, which I love. Throw it up anytime you feel like it. Because if people want to talk about sexier things, you need to be focusing on debt clock. Big time. $38 trillion in debt. We've added $38 trillion of debt in 25 years. More than $1 trillion a year. And now we're adding $2 to $3 trillion a year on average. We're slated by 2054 to be at $140 trillion in debt by 2054. Will barked it out a minute ago. Nothing changes. Never going to happen. Something along those lines. But anyway, that's the, now you know. We're sending money to Islamic extremists now, hand and fist with the CCP. Even have their armies named the same thing: the People's Liberation Army of Afghanistan and the People's Liberation Army of China. And all the rare earths from Afghanistan are now going to China, and we're paying them to do it so that Democratic Party politicians can receive money from the NGOs that disperse the $20 million a week in funds. What's $20 million a week, by the way? I mean, that's $80 million a month times 12, and it goes to 3,000 NGOs? Amazing. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, by the way. You just need to understand it. You can believe it if you want. We, you know, Republicans, we need to stop the Democrats. And then and they're like, you know, people are like, yeah, if we get this guy elected, well, why is it that everybody ends up being a harem eunuch whenever they get on, whenever they get to Capitol Hill? Because they get offered money.
Yep.
They get offered money to abandon their principles, just to leave it all behind. And lo and behold, nothing ever gets done. And when we have an opportunity to cut the funding from the Taliban, we decide, you know what? Nah. And the bill isn't even being voted on. It's been sitting there for years because $80 million a month goes to NGOs to disperse money in Afghanistan. Can we all guess how much money actually gets dispersed in Afghanistan via those NGOs? I can tell you, zero. It goes to Democratic Party attorneys. It goes to Democratic Party staffers. It goes to Democratic Party campaigns. It goes into Eric Swalwell's account so that he can travel the world and we get to see him shirtless on a camel. That's what happens. Oh man, it's 9:45 already. Holy moly. All right, let's go to the next one. Lives a TikTok video. Breaking. Elected Democrats. This is what I showed you. Did I skip one, guys? Skip that one anyway. I don't want to talk about it. Thank you, Will. Thanks for catching it. Lives a TikTok video. Breaking. Elected Democrats just released a video. Now I'm going to show you part of this, and I showed it to you last night. Here's Democrats advising our soldiers to commit treason. Play for me.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or
Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
All right, so there you go. That was the video that was put out where you have all these Democrats, including the one we're going to focus on right now, Jason Crow, telling military personnel to disregard orders from superiors. That's a smart idea. But don't worry, when they are court-martialed and dishonorably discharged or put in Leavenworth for 10 years, don't worry, Alyssa Slotkin and Mark Kelly and Jason Crow have your back. What does that mean? Are they going to send you a Christmas card every year while you're languishing in prison, while not watching your kids grow up? I'm just curious how that works. But anyway, so while Biden's military was asked to do all sorts of things that we all hated, none of us ever said disregard orders, did we? Ever. Because unless it's very extreme, you never, ever say things like that. And certainly Trump is not advising any military personnel to violate the Constitution of the United States of America. Because I believe what they're talking about here are National Guard dispatches, where Trump is sending the National Guard to protect federal buildings and to assist ICE in the deportations of people who illegally invaded our country. Isn't that the purpose of the military? Isn't that why Will was recruited into the Marine Corps and fought in a war in Iraq? Because we don't want a foreign invasion. So these foreign invaders are assisted by the military The ICE is assisted by the military in deporting these illegals, and we're shooting and blowing up drug trafficking boats off in the Caribbean and basically anywhere we want now. And basically Mark Kelly, Alyssa Slotkin, Jason Crow are telling military personnel, don't obey orders from your superiors. But then when you do, when you get court-martialed and sent to Leavenworth, we've got your back, which they would never have because they are principleless, moralist, hack human beings. So the Patriot Oasis video, Jason Crow just got totally embarrassed on TV by Martha McCallum. Play for me.
You're not talking about actual policy. You're not talking about things that are members of our service members who we revere and respect are actually being asked to do. So when you see this video on all over the place, when you see this video on social media, I think a lot of people scratch their heads and they say, what exactly are they talking about? Are they talking about
Martha.
Not allowing gunboats to make it to the United States carrying drugs? No. Is that what you're talking about?
Martha, here's a novel idea. How about we actually prevent things from happening before they become a problem?
I think that's what they're trying to do.
What you're saying is we have to wait until there's a problem to respond to that problem.
No, I'm not.
Right? As a military officer, what I think is important is we train people, we give them information, prepare people for challenges coming down the pike. That is what I did as a commander in the military. That's what I'm doing now, as we are standing by our troops. We are reminding them of their obligation.
What specific order from the commander-in-chief that we are asking our military to carry out are you objecting to? This is very, very vague. And it was so vague in this video. I don't think people could figure out what you guys were all talking about, honestly.
Martha, Donald Trump has made a series of very disturbing comments and suggestions that would violate U.S. law and put our military in terrible positions.
Again, we're getting nowhere because you're not talking about an order.
I don't want to wait until that happens to remind our troops of their obligation because then it'll be too late. We are standing by our troops and our amazing men and women in uniform to remind them
who sign up every day as you did to carry out the orders of the commander in chief. We are not engaged in new wars. We have no troops on the ground in Ukraine except some who were training pilot missions, not on any front lines of any kind. In the Caribbean right now, we've sent a carrier there. I thought these were the specific operations that are actually happening that you might be referring to, but we've.
So you look at he's asked a very simple question here. And again, let me just comment on this because Aaron brought it up. You listen to the guy's voice. Here we have another one, another effeminate man. What was he in charge of in the military? Portolets? Tampons and portolets for men? I mean, I'm just curious. What was he in charge of? I can guarantee you it was nothing manly. Because that man could not command men. There is no way. He commands me. I guarantee you he was in charge of tampon dispensary in the military. That's it. But anyway, so there's Jason Crow. And he simply asked, leave that up, Aaron. He simply asked the question, what specific orders do you want them to deny? Isn't that really the genesis of the entire thing? Isn't that the point you're telling these people to ignore unlawful orders? Which unlawful orders? There's a trans genocide. Where? Everybody's dying of COVID. Where? The vaccine stop transmission and infection. Where? And by the way, once again, Aaron brought this up. It's all Aaron's fault that this happens. Is where were all these people telling the military to disobey orders to take the vaccine when they said that it was FDA approved and it wasn't? So you're taking it in violation of your own military contract. You're violating your own contract. And the military's violating their contract with you by making you take the COVID vaccination, which was not Comirnaty, which is the only FDA-approved drug. Where were all these people standing up for the military then? Oh, wait. Vaccinating people brings them into compliance to the Democratic Party narrative and agenda, which I can't dive into right now. But anyway. And he says Trump has made a series of comments. And as Will said, what comment? Which one? Give us specifics. I want the specifics. Which orders do you want them to disregard, and which comments has Trump made that would instigate a Marine to violate the Constitution? I'm just curious. And the most asinine thing the man, if you want to call him that, said, because I guarantee you he's ordered around the house by his wife too, you clean the toilets today. Yes, darling dear. Can we have sex once this year? I don't know. Maybe. But anyway. It's that guys like this. I mean, they're the ones that always say, if the wife ain't happy, nobody's happy. Yeah. Happy life, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
You know, oh my gosh. But anyway, so the worst, the stupidest thing, well, I don't know if it's the stupidest thing, it's tied with all of them, is he said, what we're trying to do is prevent things from happening before they happen. What does he even mean? We're blowing up the gunboats before the fentanyl can be disseminated into the United States of America. So that is preventing things from happening before they're happening, moron. All which I agree with the Monroe Doctrine that we are supposed to. I don't want foreign invasions. I don't want to be Israel's dog to their tail. In the Middle East, we have nothing to do. I don't want to be part of the Slavic conflict in Ukraine. But Venezuela is sending over boats full of fentanyl and cocaine. Those need to be blown out of the water. And we need to, Monroe Doctrine, control our hemisphere. Thomas Jefferson, credit Alex Jones, said, would have already invaded Venezuela. So I don't like military actions in other countries on the whole, but the Monroe Doctrine is the Monroe Doctrine, and I happen to agree with that. It's our hemisphere, so that is in direct defense of the United States of America. And this guy, this moron, Jason Crow, we need to prevent things from happening before they're happening. That's exactly what Trump's doing. So you support what Trump's saying? So you're actually espousing that which Trump is doing, acting like Trump's not doing that which you're espousing. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. So here's another video, Paul A. Cipolla video. This is my favorite thing to do, is attacking Democrats. I just want to remind everybody who the Democratic Party is, because, Aaron, can you side by side this? This is Rep. Sarah McBride. I'm trying to remember where, Aaron, see if you can find out where she's from. I can't remember. It's Connecticut, it's Delaware. Delaware. From Delaware. That is a man. Fully penis. She has a penis in between those cross legs. He has a penis between his cross legs. Those are shaved, hairy legs. He is a fully penis man who walks, and this is the confrontation on Capitol Hill about this man being in the woman's restrooms and everything else. So here you have I just want to always remind people who Marjorie Taylor Greene now wants to soften the rhetoric with Sarah McBride. Now, what do you mean by that? I agree you shouldn't go up and call him a B word, but you should call him a him. Yeah. The softening the rhetoric mean that you're now going to call him a she? Is that softening? Now, just like a pastor who's no longer going to say that you're sinning when you are, because you want to soften the rhetoric, you want to love them into the kingdom. How are you going to love them into the kingdom without them repenting of the sin that they're committing? I mean, I would love for somebody to explain this. How are you going to win them to conservatism without telling them what conservatism is? Reminds me of Romans 10:14. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news? Amen. Romans 10:14-15. Well, good news is telling Tim McBride, because that's his name, is Tim McBride. He's changed his name to Sarah McBride. It's a full, remember, I don't know if it's taped up or just flopping around, but in between those legs is testicles and penis, because he wants to be in women's restrooms, hoping someday he gets to catch a glimpse. That's what he's always hoping for. But I always want to remind people who the Democrats are. And look at the sycophantic governor, I believe it's governor of the state of Delaware, call him a her. This is you, Democrats, right here. And we need to remember, this is our opposition. And we do not need to soften our rhetoric. Play for me.
Hey everyone, I'm here with my good friend, Lieutenant Governor Kyle Evans-Gay. We used to serve together in the state Senate, used to sit together in the state Senate, but she is down here in Washington, D.C., and we just met with innovators and entrepreneurs from across the country to encourage them to come to the greatest state in the history of the union to locate their business and to grow jobs in. Now we're meeting here in the Capitol.
Yeah, and continuing the conversation, because if we're going to be attracting those businesses to Delaware, we want to make sure that their employees have every opportunity to live, work, and play in the greatest state, to make sure that we're supporting them with paid family medical leave, childcare access, and all the amenities and opportunities that they expect. I'm looking forward to continuing the conversation.
We sat together for 4 years. We are partners in progress in the state Senate. But no matter what jobs we're in, whether it's lieutenant governor or member of Congress, we're going to continue to work together to make sure that Delaware more fully lives up to its values as a state of neighbors. And together we build that next economic chapter.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman. That's what it means to be a Democrat. You know that is a fully penis man. You know it. And you're going to call him a woman. And that's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. You're just going to absolutely belie all reality. You're going to belie it and deny it and say that person is a female, knowing that it's a man. You know it. She knows that. The lieutenant governor knows it. Thank you, Congresswoman. I mean, I just always want to remind people. Now, again, I don't mean to pick on Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I'm not picking on her because of the Epstein file thing. I'm picking on her because she's come out and said, I'm going to soften my rhetoric and try to get along with people. And she tried to get along with everybody on The View and did so by capitulating to them, by obfuscating truth. And it's the same exact thing that goes on in churches. I'm not going to preach the gospel to keep people in the building. No, I'm going to preach the gospel. If they choose to stay, fine. If they don't choose to stay, fine. Many of his disciples and went back and walked with them no more. John 6:53-67. Why did they go back and walk with them no more? Why? They came up to him and said, this is a hard teaching. Who can receive it?
Yep.
That's what they said. So you never obfuscate the truth to win people to your position because your position no longer exists because you've obfuscated the truth. So what have you won them to? You've won them to that which they already were. But now with just a new name on it. It sounds like the devil who transforms himself into an angel of light, calling himself an angel and calling himself of the light, but is not. See what I mean? All right, let's go to Islam for a moment. The Uncensored Patriot video. Sadiq Khan, this is, of course, the mayor of London. He is espousing, as Biden did, that their crime rate is just dropping, you know, through the floor. Things are going fantastic. Well, listen, one of the parliamentary members, or well, actually, I think it's city council. One of the city council members calls him out. Play it for me.
How can you sit there with a straight face and say crime is down? Since you became mayor in 2016, knife crime has gone up by 27%. Violence against the person has increased by 26%. Robbery has increased by 57%. Theft has increased by 37%. Shoplifting has increased by 109%. Sexual offences have increased by 64%. All crime since you, Sadiq Khan, became mayor of London, have increased by 26%. Don't Londoners deserve the truth about the state of crime in the capital from you?
You see, back in the day, if you were a mayor of any city in the world that was a first world city and crime went up 5%, you lose your job. Crime has gone up 27% since he's taken over. And this is, they shouldn't have any crime because there's no guns there.
Right.
Even the cops don't have guns, right? So there shouldn't be any crime. Well, they just and it's always so funny because, I mean, I could spend all night on the, and Aaron has told me I need to do these specialty shows. But anyway, I could spend all night on gun crime, which is a complete fallacy because more people are killed with blunt objects by a billion than guns.
Yeah.
Just so you know, in the United States alone, that's hyperbolic, but it's by the thousands in comparison. Way more people are killed by blunt objects than guns. As simple as that. And hardly anybody is killed with an AR-15 ever, just so you know. But anyway, so what they do is if you can't get guns, you simply get a blunt object or you get what? A knife. And of course, London is flooded with who? Inbred, low IQ, Pakistanis. And you're like, Tom, that sounds prejudice. It's not prejudice. They are, Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
They are inbred, right?
Correct.
Okay, low IQ?
Correct.
Okay, and they are Pakistani?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so what did I say that was racist?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay, I mean, that's just the way that it is. There used to be a trailer park here in Sarasota, and there's habitual calls. Do it all the time. And it was all white people. So I called them white trash.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were. I mean, it was nonstop calls, and it was all a bunch of people who never worked, who were all on drugs and buying and selling drugs all day long. And they had their crack rentals, and they call in their cars that were stolen. They weren't stolen. They were in a stupor and left their car somewhere because they were high on methamphetamine at the time, and their car's parked in some parking lot somewhere, and they call it in stolen. So then they get the insurance buyout, too. But anyway, so in London, Sadiq Khan claims, the devout Muslim that he is, that crime is down. Knife crime's up 27%. Robbery's up 57%. Theft is up 37%. Sex shoplifting's up over 100%. Sex crimes are up 64%. And if you say this, if you say this on social media, you'll be arrested. 13,000 arrests per year for social media posts in the democratic state of democratic country of the UK. You get in Russia, it's 400 posts a year. 400 people a year get arrested for social media posts. In the UK, remember, because you got UK is fighting for democracy by funneling billions of dollars. Now, finally, funneling billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight for democracy. So if you just look at Ukraine is an agitprop for UK's democracy. The country that arrests people for speech to the tune of 13,000 per year is fighting against the alleged authoritarian dictator, Vladimir Putin, who arrests 400 people a year for social media posts. Mm. I mean, you see how it all works? And everything's a delusion. Everything's a lie. Everything is. It really is. We need to operate in the truth of God's word. We need to operate in the truth and conviction of the Holy Ghost. That's it. All and you just take it. You give and take. You come and go as you please with people. And when they do the correct thing, you expose it. When they do the wrong thing, you expose it. All right, Jake video. America's collapse follows a script that's been used for 1,400 years with Islamic migration. Play for me.
Muhammad was kicked out of Mecca around 622 AD, and he goes to Medina, which was a Jewish city, and the Jews let him in as a Muslim immigrant. He goes into the minority neighborhoods, begins to get a following. His following grows. He gets involved in politics, and he insists that the Jews make a treaty with him. Now he's a political leader. And then he allows his followers to rob caravans headed back to Mecca, and he becomes a military leader. And so within 5 years of Muhammad coming into the Jewish city of Medina, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina. They were chased out, killed, or enslaved. And so it's a three-step process. Come in as an immigrant, go into minority neighborhoods and build a political following and get involved in politics. And then you have random outbreaks of violence that drive out the previous inhabitants of the neighborhood, and they take over neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city, country by country. There's a 1,400-year track record to watch this happening. I put it in a book called What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. So crime going up is their goal. Why? Because if crime goes up in the big city, pro-family people and pro-small business people leave. Well, they're a higher percentage Republican. Who's left in the city? More people on welfare. They're a higher percentage Democrat. And so when crime goes up, the Democrats get a monopoly on city politics. And in election years, whoever wins the big city wins the state. Whoever wins the state gets all the electoral votes. Presidents elected by electoral votes. So this is their goal. They want to go into the cities and have crime go up so that the Republicans leave. But if they win that big city, they win the whole state, and then they can take the country.
And we are under a foreign invasion. Trump has already shut the southern border. Great job there. But we're going to have to, first of all, whether it's Tom Holman, whether it's Kristi Noem, DHS, ICE needs to be looking into every single visa that's been issued to radical Muslim Islamic people and anybody from Islamic countries. You're like, Tom, you sound like a xenophobe. I don't care what I hate the Islamic faith. I hate it. I don't hate Islamic people. I hate the Islamic faith, as you are called to do in scripture. Okay. It's a false God. It's the devil. That's who they worship. But anyway, and it shows in their actions. But anyway, this is the plan. This is the script that's been going on for 1,400 years. It is a foreign invasion. If you look at it, I can't remember. Because Glenn Beck, it's actually in the post game. Glenn Beck named the city, I can't remember. Then you also have Dearborn, Michigan. It's been completely and totally taken over by Islamic people. They're doing the exact same thing in Texas, which I think that I'll get to in a second. And I can't remember where it is in Minnesota, but it's 90,000 people now that basically taken over. Islamists have taken over this entire city. Remember, these are people who on average have 5 to 8 kids per family. So eventually what happens is it's just like it was outlined in the video. They come in. And they're like, we're just here to exist. You know, we're here to coexist. And the next thing you know, they're making anti-Islamic defamation laws. Then they're calling people Islamophobic. Then everybody's walking around on pins and needles. Then eventually, because you know they've increased the population via birth rates and everything else, they end up with a form of leverage. Then they get the mayorship and whatever else. And they pass Islamic laws. Here's an example right here. Radio Genoa video. Christian preachers here, this is Sadiq Khan's London, have microphones taken away by the police because they are disturbing somebody, while Muslim preachers, friends of Keir Starmer and Sadiq Khan, do not have microphones taken away. Is this clear? Play for me.
We'll continue, and I just need to... I've been preaching about repentance from sin.
I'm not going to make you listen to any more of that, but that illustrates the point. See, now London is owned by Islamists because here's the thing. All you have to have is a major minority, and you're going to win every election. And that's what they do. And they just go into a small area like Dearborn, Michigan. And basically everybody in Dearborn, Michigan now is Muslim. And I can't, and it's in the Washington Post game, where the other city that Glenn Beck named, they come in, there's 90,000 people there. What is it? It's where Ilhan Omar's from and all that. But anyway, so Aaron looked it up, Ilhan Omar's district. But anyway, so I mean, that's what they do. So all you have to have to win local elections, because nobody votes in them, that's what happens initially. When they first come in, they only got like 10,000 people. That's all it takes to win a local election, because nobody else goes out and votes. And then when people start to discover, oh crap, we're losing our city, it's too late, because the 10,000 has turned into 57,000. Because the Democrats import them to win the elections in those local areas. And as the speaker said in the video, if you win the city, then you end up winning the state. You win the major city, you end up winning the state. And it drives out all of the Republican voters. So it's won for generations. That's how it works. This shows you right here. Here's Minneapolis, St. Paul. Another, Aaron, side by side that, would you? Here's Jacob Frey, who we've been chronicling since COVID. You're talking about, here is the kneeler for the BLM. Remember that? He came out and he's fully masked and capitulating to BLM, and they screamed at him and ran him off the street. And he was, you know, couldn't be any more of a COVID whore than he was. Well, he won again. He actually ran against an extremist Islamist who ended up with some corruption charges. The only reason why we don't have Islamic mayor of Minneapolis right now is because there was corruption charges. Plus, the guy looked like the actor out of the, now I forgot the name of the movie again. What's the movie? Oh, Captain Phillips, the captain. He actually looked like the pirate in Captain Phillips. He looked like that. That didn't help him. But anyway, so Jacob Fryans, another effeminate male, he ends up winning the election in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And this is near where that 90,000 I'm talking about. But anyway, Mayor Jacob Frey, as he won re-election, spoke almost a minute in Somali, then said Minneapolis belongs to Somalia. Play it for me.
Assalamu alaikum. Habin wal aksan. Maaga yega wa yarub farid. Boko magalwa Minneapolis. Ko laba sata afarshan maaga yegawa yarub farid doka magalada Minneapolis. Mahat Senet. For all of your incredible work, Mahat Senet, to the great people of Minneapolis. And I say that very intentionally.
I'm not going to make you listen to that anymore. Look at the audience there. And they think it's all great, but this has already happened too. I don't know if I brought that story or not. I'm looking buried it. But they've already, in a specific Islamic community, have already banned the pride flag. I love it. It's so funny. It's Democrats, because there's nobody more anti-trans than who the Democrats are voting in. It's hysterical. There's no more anti-homosexual. Like, see, I'm anti the sin of homosexuality, but I certainly would never kill a homosexual in the name of Jesus. Right. They'll gladly kill homosexuals in the name of Muhammad. And the Democrats vote in their murderers, vote in their rapists, vote in the people who are going to knife them to death. It's hysterical to watch. It really is. It really is. Because in one specific city, I can't remember the name of the city, but it's now become a predominantly Islamic city with its Islamic mayor, and they have now banned the trans flag. You're like, well, Tom, don't you want the trans flag banned in government institutions? I actually am on the side of the Islamists there. But it's funny, because the Democrats, if I banned it, would say I was wrong, but they're the people who they voted in banned it. I mean, how do people not see it if you're a Democrat? I mean, these people are ideologically opposed to every issue on the Democratic Party platform, but they've come up and been your friends until they have leverage, and then they turn on you, just like they did in that city with the trans flag. Let me show you this one. Carly Bonet video. Hey, Texas, seriously, mosque numbers and Sharia compliant restaurant numbers. Play it for me.
2017, not 2015. The Texas Women's Foundation funded the Texas Muslim Women's Foundation since 2015 over $11 million. And again, all these organizations are organizations that are part of the network to advance the Islamic movement and advance Sharia. That's the point. So like when Peter was talking about the Halal Network, in the DFW area, we have over, and these are my numbers from a few years ago, 342 halal restaurants in Texas. That means Sharia compliant. This is the key. It's all about Sharia. We look at, we've got, I mentioned the total number of mosques. As of just research done a few days ago, 312 mosques in Texas. We've got 22 in Collin County. That's Plano. You've got 27 in Tarrant County. That's Fort Worth. 48 in Dallas County and 84 in Harris County, which is Houston. These are huge numbers. And I want to remind your audience what a mosque is. It is not a Muslim church. The mosque is what Muhammad, the perfect example of Islam, said it was. So it is a place to store weapons, to plan battles, to adjudicate Sharia. It is a combination of a military outpost and an embassy. But as long as we keep treating these things like there's something
else, we're going to go to short commercial.
Okay, well. All right, so there you go. Now, again, let me just reiterate this to you. You have the right to be whatever religion, take part in whatever, you can put it right up right now, to be whatever, to take part in whatever religion you want in the United States as a citizen, but we certainly do not need to import people who are in support of jihad and Sharia law, because they cannot be in compliance with the Constitution. Christianity can be. Christianity doesn't impose Christianity on anyone. Sharia law itself is a violation of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Simple as that. And you look at the statistics coming out of it. That video that I'm showing you right now is an end wokeness video. 48 mosques have opened in Texas just in the last 24 months. Here they all are popping on your screen, the last 2 years. Mosques in Texas, 312. This is in the red state of Texas. 342 Sharia compliant restaurants in the state of Texas. Sharia law, Islam, and I'm not just talking radical Islam, Islam itself. Sharia law and jihad are threats to the national security of the United States of America. And nothing we can do about citizens of the United States who choose to be Islamic, but we certainly do not need to import any more of this. It's as simple as that. All right, that's it. 10:15. Oh, thank you guys so much for the rants tonight. Lots of people. BP2, Tim 17, $20. Thank you so much. Jules 21 hours, $10. Thank you so much. Supergirl 21, $10. Thank you so much. Hefner, $10. Thank you so much, Hefner. 509, 25, McDonald, $5. Thank you so much. Robin Aroni, $5. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you so much in the rant. Love you guys. Everybody in the chat, really do appreciate you. And like I said, get on to Twitter. Get an account. It's really easy. If I can do those things myself, believe me, you guys can. And get on Twitter. Get an account. Follow me. We're also live on Twitter. Along with Rumble, it's a free speech platform. I'm going to be tasking Aaron with updating us as far as the rants are concerned. We're going to try to do it a question format. You give a rant, you get a question at the end of the show or a comment at the end of the show read by AI, and then I'll answer it. So we're copying Nick Fuentes on that. But anyway, we're going to be doing that stuff. So stuff to look forward to in the future. Probably break that out somewhere early in 2026. But, oh, and I want to tell everybody, too, we're going to be off all of next week for Thanksgiving. Got to give these guys a vacation sometime. But anyway, the other times that we've been off recently was not because we wanted to be off. But anyway, so that, just so you know, next week we will be off. But anyway, so we got Thursday and Friday together still to get out all the news and all the controversy and yell and scream and have a good time. Also, we'll be together. We won't, not missing any Sundays, too. We'll be there at church on Sunday. You can always join us then, too. But anyway. Stick around for the post game. You'll love it. It's really good. Stick around for the post game. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Love you guys. God bless you.